The Tokyo Olympic Games got underway this week, and Olympic fever has certainly hit this week's Cheshire Silk 106.9 Club of the Week, with Team GB boxer Carice Artenstall first starting the sport at Macclesfield Boys Boxing Club. It's a sport that has taken Carice on the streets of Macclesfield and provided a pathway to the world's greatest sporting stage and a career in the army. Born in Macclesfield, Carice is a gunner in the British Army and still comes back to train in her hometown gym. In interviews, Carice has spoken about the influence the club has had on her path to the Olympic Games, especially the influence of head coach Kevin Bradbury, who was part of a group that first set up the club nearly 20 years ago.
I talked to Carice, could see the talent that she had, strong mentally, strong physically, and she had the talent, she could box. As soon as she realised and she was convinced by people that she had the talent, you know, she was committed. Prior to that, she was a rascal. You know, she was up to no good on the estate. This was the best thing that happened to her. Obviously, she'd gone in the army. She'd achieved what she wanted to achieve in the army. She'd now got on the England squad. From there, she got on the GB squad. From, you know, now she's at the Olympics, she's an Olympian. It's great when Carice comes down, because when she comes down, there's no messing about with her. She comes in and she trains and she does what she needs to do. She's the loudest person in the gym. When she hits the bag, she growls at the bag. You know, everybody can hear her. And I'm out, even when I do training sessions in here, I always say to the kids, come on, make as much noise as Carice makes when she's in the gym. Ah, 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 ah. So when she hits the bags, that's the sort of noise that she makes. So it's a bit of a standing joke, really. But, you know, I encourage the kids, you know, when they're hitting the bags. But, yeah, she 100% matter of fact. She comes in, she does the training, she'll do what she needs to do. And then once she's done her training, she'll chat with the girls, she'll do a bit of pad work with them, talk about what we do in GB, and she'll do a few drills with them. So, yeah, she's brilliant like that. It'll be an emotional roller coaster for me, as it will for all the kids and everybody in the gym, because they'll all be watching it and they'll all be supporting her. And, you know, all I'm hoping is that on the day she performs to the best of her ability. And, you know, I'm hand on heart, I think she can do this. I'll just be telling her, like I can always tell her, you know, believe in yourself, believe in your ability. You know you can do it, you know, stay switched on, give it your best, bring back gold.
There's a huge sense of pride and excitement around the club, with Macclesfield Boys Boxing Club putting up banners of support around the town. It's at the club where Carice's boxing career first started, when Donna Shaw first welcomed Carice to the club, and straight away she could see Carice's natural talent.
How I first met Carice, obviously, was through my teaching kids through the day. She's from the Fermain and been teaching kids from there for a few years. And then, obviously, one year, Carice came in with the new kids of that year. It went from there, really, which from day one of her coming in, I kind of knew that she'd got something, because she was a little bit of a natural. She was doing certain things. It was like she's doing that really well, you know. And to be honest with you, teaching her, I taught her in the ring from day one, really. She didn't, like, obviously when you come, you stand and you do your basics and then you work with it or whatever, but with Carice, I had her in, really, from day one. It could be 10 sessions and I'd probably then get a kid throwing a double jab in the ring and just little work to pads, but with Carice, I could have done that on day two, you know, and got her moving around and, you know, show her something, and she adapted straight to it. But really, she didn't have a lot of confidence, but people to look at would probably think she had. But then when you got to know her as such, especially like in, it was confidence in herself, believing in herself, that's what it was. It wasn't really so much with other people, it was more about herself. And then obviously I kept saying to her when I was having her, Carice, you're so good at this, you need to get into my gym at night. And it took me 12 months to get her in, and Kev had not met her. And it was like, Kev, I've got this girl and she's really good. And he's like, get her in, get her in. And obviously, because she was one of them that wanted to be out on estate at night, out with her mates. And so it was like, I don't know if I'm going to get her in. But then I got her in and said to Kev, shove her in there straight away. And obviously he loved her. And then it was like, come on, you've got to stay with us. You've got to keep coming. A second fight, she was in championships. That was Carice's second fight, because I know what she got. and she was a champion on a third fight that she had, champion of the region. And then from there, really, she just got better and better and better. But not only that, I minded, because then off her own back, she wanted to go into the army and do all what she did. And now when I see her and they hear her talking and stuff, she makes me really smile, because I just think she's blooming with confidence. And I know her differently, you know, from a different time, you know, when she didn't. And she's done it herself. She's come a long way and she's turned her whole life right around. She's done us proud. Done us proud. She really has done us proud. But she's done herself proud more than anything.
Carice has come a long way since she first stepped through the club's doors. It's an incredible story of determination, hard work and mental resilience. Whenever she can, she still comes down to train at the gym at Park Green, inspiring the club's current crop of young boxers.
The first time she won her first championships, because it was quite an emotional moment in here, because it was kind of a bit like us girls did it, because I had Carice, I had Beth and I had Courtney. Carice was the eldest one and then two was a bit younger, and I put them all in the championships on the first year. The other two had had a couple more bouts than Carice, but I put them all in the championships on the first year and they all came out champions, regional champions. And that was quite a bit of a turnaround, didn't it? It was like, that was quite an emotional time for us. But even from there, we knew Carice was going to do very, very well. And it's like now we sit and think about it and think, God, Carice is at the Olympics. It's just absolutely fantastic from where she was. She did everything on her own. She even changed her own diet and everything, and, you know, got into looking at what was good for her. And every morning, I don't know if she still does, actually, every morning she'd get up and she'd have a porridge and a banana. And that was, you know, and then she'd go on a run. Or it was either the other way around. But to what her life was like before, when she goes to the gym, she goes to the gym to train. And that is what she does. To be honest with you, I've never, ever seen her leave this gym dry. She is wet, but I mean wet, she's wet through from head to toe. You know, and there can be others here that I'm screaming at for train. Where with Carice, that's what she's here for and that's what she does. You know, and she's always been like that. She gives so much inspiration to me girls now. You know, it's like when she was before lockdown, obviously, she was, the girls that are in here, she gives them inspiration. You know, I've had her in here and they're messing around. I'm going, Carice. And Carice will tell them, she will say to him, I never did that. And it's like, she never did. She never did. But in her own time, she's phoned them up and said, come on, I'm going on a run. You're coming with me. You know, and she's dead good, and that's out of the gym, you know. She's gone and picked them up and they've all gone running together. And it's like, brilliant, Carice, do you know what I mean? It's good, because not only that, now I can look to her for certain things if she's here and say, have a word with them. Because, you know, if anything, they listen to me, but they see it from her. Do you know what I mean? It's like, listen to her, because that's what's where she is today.
How do you reflect on Carice's time at the gym and to where she is now?
Speechless, to be honest with you, from where she's gone. But not only that, from where she went from here to going into the army, to what she accomplished in the army. You know, not only that, she ended up travelling the world, learning drive tanks and all sorts of, you know, shooting cannons and all sorts of stuff. And then getting a chance to be looked at in the army for boxing, then being working for the army as a boxer, because that became a job in the army, and then went on to be a champion in there as well, you know, and to the point that you're that good, you're not with the army anymore, you're going to GB. You know, it's just been success, success, success.
The same can be said for Macclesfield Boys Boxing Club, with so many success stories since it was first set up by friends wanting somewhere to train in the town. Now based in the basement of two pubs, it's become a place of sweat, hard work and enjoyment for many, with a family atmosphere at its heart. But while some boxers from the club have gone on to turn professional and, of course, compete at the Olympic Games, the big win for Kevin Bradbury is helping the young people of Macclesfield achieve their potential, both in and out of the ring.
We've had other kids that have come in the gym and they've been national champions, boxed at a very high level, ended up going pro, Nathan Gorman, you know, he trained with us. He's a good heavyweight, still in the pro game now. JK, he was another kid that turned over. And, he had a successful career. Liam Hanrahan, he was another kid from the gym. He did really well as a professional. It's never been about winning, kids being the best boxers or anything like that. It's about bringing kids along and helping them and, ensuring that when they leave here, they can achieve anything that they want in life. Every coach in this gym is a volunteer. I mean, we've all been volunteering for the last 20 years because they love the sport. The majority of them competed in the sport, know what the sport's about, know how beneficial it is to kids. You know, I get kids that are coming here, they're shy, they're within themselves. Give them 3-4 months down here and, you know, they're full of themselves, they're confident, and you just watch them turn around, you know, and we've seen it so many times.
It was in the Dams in Macclesfield where it all started. It's a club that has gone on to become a huge part of many people's lives.
I've always been into contact sports since the age of about 18. Competed at kickboxing, did a lot of training, competed and then moved on to boxing. I boxed for a club in Stockport, Roy Richardson, real decent bloke, well respected within the boxing scene. Him and his wife Pat do a lot for the community over in Stockport and Bredbury, and obviously I competed for them, got into boxing. It was a bit of a trek for us to travel over to Stockport and Bredbury 3-4 times a week. So once I stopped boxing and stopped competing, we heard that there was, you know, somewhere in the Dams a gym. I mean, it was dead basic. It was just a room on the floor. We had wooden posts nailed to the floor with a bit of rope between them. That was the ring. And that's where we started out. There was a few of us that had all boxed previously. So we were all training together. And then gradually, you know, kids started to find out that we were training down there, and they would approach us to see whether they could join in. And as time went on, we ended up with quite a few kids, and we thought, you know, we better look into this a bit more seriously. And that's when we got the, you know, we eventually got the gym on Old Park Lane in the mill. But that was a proper spit and sawdust type of gym. Wooden floorboards, half the windows were broken in the building. But it was a great gym. We only had a little ring, 12-foot ring, what they call a training ring. But, that's where we started. And, you know, like I say, we've just gone from strength to strength. We had some good kids out of there. And, you know, obviously we moved to where we are now. We've got two rings, brilliant setup, a weights room. We can cater for a lot more kids. The gym is set up very much like the gym I used to train in Stockport, and it's sort of a one big family. It's a great atmosphere. Nobody's intimidated when they come in the gym. It's a great little gym. It's off the beaten track. We don't advertise the club. There's no big sign saying Matt Boys Boxing Club because we don't need to. The other weekend, I carded 28 kids. I have another 7 or 8 kids still to card. You know, all I ask of anybody that comes to the gym is commitment. You know, if you definitely want to box and you want to be the best at what you do, then you'll achieve it here with us. So we have the crack, the laugh and the jokes, and, you know, and then sometimes we have the serious side. If people have got championship bouts coming up, got to be serious, got to work hard and get them ready for competing.
It's a club that has enabled its boxers to open up many opportunities for themselves. Elliot Larson credits the club with helping him join the Royal Marines, where he also boxed across Europe.
I first walked into Macclesfield Boxing Club about 13 years ago. I think it's about year 7, year 8. It's going 28 now. So, I've been part of the club for a long time. Kev was here when I first joined. And so it's boxing from that point, from 13 up to 28 now, has been a massive part of me. And that's sort of down to the club and what they've done here and all the sort of the gym that they've made amazing now, pumping money into it. And it's a great place to be a part of. And my last fight was 2 years ago, and I had 37. So from that point, and I suppose the early years is where it all comes down to sort of the grassroots of boxing and really focused on it. And it's, I suppose, the toughest part of it is actually getting to grips with it and learning it and teach you discipline. You know, as you see all the sort of posters and the determination and work hard and all that sort of stuff. And you know, sometimes you might pay a bit of lip service to it and think, yeah, it's just on the poster and stuff. But you know, it really does get ingrained into yourself and being a hard worker and determination, not quitting, all other types of things that you relate with boxing. You know, really does put you in good stead for, so it's the rest of I suppose you could say your life, but I suppose the last 15 years it's been ingrained into me, and I'm still here, and it's still so it's part of my, you could say, like an ethos that I've lived by, I suppose. Well, I joined the Marines at 16 and boxed for the military, boxed for the Navy and the Armed Forces, and then when I left to pursue a career in recruitment of all things after doing something like that, which is a bit mental, but just one of the things that keeps you grounded a little bit. Work hard in the day, and sometimes you need to go sweat out Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. You'll probably find me here. So it's humbling yourself a little bit by doing the rounds in the gym, or just trying to get a good sweat, and it can set you up for the week, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess as well, you mentioned earlier the determination, hard work.
Yep.
All important skills in life, but I guess especially in the Royal Marines, which you were in. So I guess boxing and that grounding that you got here really set you up for your military career.
Yeah, definitely. So it's from the age of 13 to then leaving school at 16, going straight into that. So it gave me a basic level of fitness that I would say was above most. And to be able to go in and doing that and passing the tests at a young age, I believe that was maybe solely down to the boxing club, and I probably wouldn't have been able to, or I definitely wouldn't have been able to do it if it wasn't for them years in here and boxing under Kevin and the team. And you've seen from so it's why you might be here as well, Carice going to the Olympics and stuff, and all the other stories that have come out of the gym, and like, even like I said, I didn't leave school with made GCSEs, that sort of stuff, but to sort of go on and do way better than what I was probably expected to do. Just maybe from, like I said, coming down to a gym and being humbled a little bit by working hard and putting in the hours to reap the rewards. So from having, I think it was 6 fights as a junior, as a kid, so I was only 16s, and then joined the military. From there, I did all my senior boxing, so that took me up until I was 24 and I left there. And yeah, I boxed all over. I boxed in Malmo, Sweden. Boxed in where I won a gold medal in the Malmo Cup. Boxed in Eindhoven, won a silver medal there. Boxed Lewis Richardson, who's on the GB team at the minute. Unfortunately, didn't qualify for the Olympics, but he could have easily been there. He's one fight away from that. Boxed in Cyprus. Boxed all over, really. And that's all, like I said, coming down to the gym at 13. It's essentially took me across Europe boxing, some of the best kids around, and meeting the best people as well. I've trained at loads of gyms around Manchester, met some essentially like people who I really looked up to, like your Jamie Moores, Ricky Hatton, Matthew Hatton, Anthony Crawler, just people in and around town you'd always look up to, and obviously being local lads and being from the same background in boxing gym, humble people, I've always got the time of day to even say hello, and you think, wow, I've watched this guy at Hatton in Vegas boxing the Mayweathers, millions and millions of pound fights, and it's yeah, it's one of them boxing. It's second to none for me.
At 13 years old, Ruby is already part of the England boxing pathway, having been a finalist at the national championships. Ruby has ambitions to one day follow in the footsteps of Carice and compete for GB. Seeing Carice take to the Olympic ring has given Ruby extra inspiration, especially after the world bronze and European silver medalist has given up her own time to help support her development.
My sister and my brother started boxing and they enjoyed it, so I decided to go with my other sister, and then ever since then we kind of just like got better and better, and then it became like competing was something that I wanted to do, and training and like being involved in something that outside of school was, it's just a better environment. The coaches are really supportive, and it's great to like have a place to go to, and then it's like training, I love the training as well as, and then it's like looking forward to competing and fighting, and it's just something to look forward to. You're all involved with each other, you all get on with each other, so it's like, it's great to be like around, like obviously everyone gets on, and it's like you're never left out, so it's never like anyone on their own. It's like we're a team, like we're all together. She's a great inspiration to all of us at the gym. She's like she's always helped us through everything. Me and her have been like running together, and to see her in the Olympics makes you think, like, obviously you can just follow, she's followed her dreams, so why can't you follow yours? It's great to watch her, like, it's like you look at her and you think, well, she's a great boxer, so like you look at her and you want to be something like her, you want to follow in her footsteps. And she is very hard work, she's got a lot of dedication, and she's got the right people behind her. So one day I hope that I'm on the GB team. I hopefully I follow up through the England pathways, and then when I turn 18, hopefully I get the opportunity to go on GB. But obviously you have to have the right mindset and the dedication to the sport to be able to do that.
Ruby's sister Abby also trains at the club and is now a qualified coach. It's the supportive and family nature of the club which Abby enjoys most.
I think boxing for us was, it's something we kind of always watched and liked doing, and then we never really thought anything of it. And we came across a coach once and he was like, oh, come and give it a go. And we kind of just stuck with it since. And, you know, he is great. We get so much support with it. And we've learned a lot. And for me on both sides, been a coach and the boxing side as well, it's, you know, we've got a lot from it. I originally was boxing and competing. And then, unfortunately, due to injury, I wasn't allowed to compete. But, like, the sport was something, like, once I got into it, I was like, I don't want to be out of it. It's something that I wanted to stay with. So I was like, you know, how can I keep going and been in the sport until I can train and compete again? And the opportunity come to go and do my coaching course and become a coach. And it's great because I was still involved in the sport even when I couldn't do it myself. I think because boxing is such like a disciplined sport, like, and like Ruby said, you've got to have the dedication to do it. And I think the discipline that we have and the amount of training is like amazing here. They say boxing is the loneliest sport, which of course when you're competing it is, it's you and that one other person. But when you're in the gym, that everyone's like so close together and working so close, and everyone's supporting each other, and it's really nice to have that like family vibe with everybody, and everybody's here for each other always, which is a really nice thing to have as well.
Just how exciting is it to have somebody from the club, somebody that is exactly where you were, obviously not that many years ago, competing for Great Britain at the Olympic Games?
I think it's so amazing to have, like, you think that, oh, we've had this person in the gym and they've been in the same situation that you are, and I think it gives everyone an extra push of motivation, so you think, oh, well, they can do it, so we can do it as well. I know we can't actually be there with her, but we'll definitely all be watching and supporting her.
Everyone at the club has their own reason for first wanting to get involved in the Macclesfield-based club. Jay Spooner first joined to lose weight and is now also involved in the sport as a judge.
I've been coming to the club for about 15, 16 years now. I first came down purely to lose weight. I was quite a big lad, probably about 22, 23 stone. So initially I lost about 9 stone in 8 months. So that's why I came down. It really worked for me. I'd tried other gyms, obviously in the local area, and it just didn't really work for me. And I think it's just the atmosphere here and the fact everybody gets on together, and it's more of a club than an actual gym. So that's what I like about it and keeps me coming back. Oh, I've seen a lot of people come and go, and obviously now I'm one of the more older ones here, so when I first started I was probably one of the more younger ones, and it's quite nice seeing people come through. It's great to see people like Harris obviously going to the Olympics, and we've got a lot of young people who've done very well. We had Jake Haig that's gone professional, we've had a couple of pros here, and it's the fact they keep coming back and obviously inspiring the younger people. I do a bit of judging on the side as well, so like obviously, you know, when Kev signs me up I go and do some judging at the other clubs and things, which I enjoy. But I think it's just the team atmosphere here is brilliant, and everybody seems to get on.
Absolutely. And in terms of an official, what sort of things does an official kind of do, and what do you have to do to become an official?
Well, I'm one of the lowest level judges, so I'm only, I think it's level one's the lowest, so I'm level one judge, and you do your training, and then you have to witness and watch so many bouts, and then you get signed up to do them. So every second week or so, when obviously because of COVID it stopped, but every second week or so at the weekends I go and judge, maybe in Manchester for the afternoon or the evening, and there's a team of three of you, and you just sit there and you judge the bouts. I came down mainly for fitness, and I think I grew into liking boxing. I mean, I've always enjoyed heavyweight boxing, but yeah, I think it opens your eyes to the more, like they call it, the brutal ballet, don't they, and the sports side of things. So it's really good to watch, and especially when you're watching the amateurs, that you see a lot of Olympic hopefuls there, and you know, there's people that dedicate their lives to it, so it's really interesting. And you know, it's such a good sport for like people who haven't got much money and things, because it's such a cheap sport to do. You know, you don't have to buy expensive equipment. I mean, even down here, the gloves are sometimes provided. You know, like tonight, all we need is a skipping rope and a pair of gloves, and basically you can come to any club. And you know, probably when you look at the price of gyms around, especially in the Cheshire area, you know, this is a non-profit organisation. I think it's really good for the local community. This sounds really bad. Some of the T-shirts I wear are actually older than a lot of the people that participate. So I'm a Guns N' Roses fan, and one of my T-shirts has actually got tour dates on the back. And some of the kids said, I actually wasn't born when that tour was. And I thought, yeah, it's showing you how old and how young some of the people are. So, yeah, I think it's a good mix. You have a junior session, and then the seniors, I think that's 16 and above. But, you know, we've got a Facebook page. Anybody that wants to come down, I'm the admin for it, so just get in touch and we can try and accommodate anybody. As you can see, the gym's packed tonight. You know, we do try and get as many new people as we can, but like I say, the Facebook page is always inundated with people. Can I start? When can I come down? And, you know, sometimes it's really frustrating for us that we can't have any more just because we're at max capacity, really. So anybody that is on the, you know, looks at the Facebook page, you know, please don't think we're just being awkward. We just don't have the space sometimes, because as you can see, it's quite a small gym, really. I think it's good for the community, really, isn't it?
Jez Huff has been involved with the club since its early days, helping to develop the club's boxers. Like all the club's coaches, seeing the boxers and the young people wearing the gloves develop is what has seen Jez dedicate so much time to the Macclesfield club.
Oh, they've been, yeah, good years, really, you know, on what's come through. Yeah, really good years. But each season, or each, you know, we have a scene from fledging, if you like, and seeing how they progress, like, it is really encouraging. And I say with Carice, as when the girls were getting involved, round about that time, we had mainly three of the pretty similar sort of, like a group, you know, which was good, really, because they supported one another in a way, and they had that training together, and it was really good for that. But as I say, when you see them from a youngster and progressing through the ranks, if you like, I beat some of them, you know, went to turn professional. And but it's as with a lot of sports, it's that commitment. In a way, it's not all about competing, I'd say that, you know. Not all of them maybe want to go through the competition side of it, but we'll, you know, for whatever need, we're here for them, you know. We're a community-based club, so as I say, it's not all about competing. And as I say, male or female, you know, it's although it's obviously Macclesfield Boys Club, we, you know, it is open obviously to the girls, and it is there for everyone, really. I like, personally, I say I do a lot of pad work with them, and you know, it's the next thing to being in the ring, just like a lot of the disciplines on the bag of the shadow boxing, it all plays a part. But bringing that together and working on little techniques, and then taking that into the sparring, and then hopefully taking in that through with the boxing, that's what gets the adrenaline going for me, is that sort of really hands-on approach with the pad work. The little drills and little techniques I get is, if it gives them a sense of achievement, then it's really pleasing for me, because getting some little combination right and they sharpens up, they buzz with it, they go off that, they, you know, they really take off from that sort of achievement, you know. Even coming down the steps can be an achievement for some of them, and as daft as it sounds, but you know, to come into a boxing gym and is an achievement in our eyes, because not everybody wants to do that. And that is the first step. You know, obviously you get some coming and going, but, you know, that's all part of it. As with any sport, got to have a taster for it. And then if it's not for them, you know, they'll go elsewhere, football, rugby or whatever, you know. We'll bring them on and they'll push themselves, you know. We're thoroughly, you know, thrilled to bits for Carice. But there is some young talent in there, you know, and I say, who knows, in the next couple of years, you know, he's wherever it can take him. That commitment's got to be there from him, and it showed with Caris that the commitment, you can do it. And I think that's the big, you know, sort of selling, sort of it is really achievable on the highest level.
Sean White also coaches at the club, with the club and boxing becoming a big part of his life.
I boxed in London for a couple of years. I won the Port of London's Amateur Championship. I enjoyed it. And then I got into a bit of trouble. I come back to Macclesfield. I was born in Macclesfield, but I've lived in a few different areas, you know. And I come back to Macclesfield about 18 years ago. I started working here, and then I found out about Matt Boys. I just started coming down, doing a bit of training. And then I think it was about 6 years ago, Kev asked me if I wanted to do the coaching course. So I took the coaching course and I've enjoyed my time going around with the kids, taking them different areas and doing the corners for them, doing the coaching down here. Yeah, it's good. It's a nice little family sort of place here, you know. It's like family. The biggest buzz I get is when I see one of the kids like get one of the wins, and you know, the emotions that I see from it, like, you know, so it's nice to give the kids something that I wish I had when I was a kid. It's here for all different kinds of people, isn't it? It's here for people that just want to keep fit, and it's here for people who want to go and compete, you know. It's not just here for people that want to spar, but it's a good watch to watch other people spar if you're not sparring, to get fit as well. I've enjoyed it since I can remember, really.
Donna Shaw is never far from a boxing ring. As well as being a coach, she's also a referee.
Well, I became a judge first. Obviously, I was a coach. And then, obviously, all the female boxing started coming around more, whatever. So, obviously, it was like, we want to see more females around the ring as such as judge. And then I was the first coach in Manchester, female coach in Manchester. So, and then, obviously, I became a judge. But then off that, they was like, Donna, wouldn't you like to become a referee? Because we need a female referee. Obviously, I was strong because they'd seen me as a coach in the region and everything else, because I did the squads and what have you. So it was like, yeah, I'll give it a go then. So then obviously I gave it a go and obviously became to like it. And then obviously went up the levels and became an IEBA one star, to be honest with you. And then obviously I am going to go further with that. I am going to further that. So, but that's where that got me to. But like I was saying, that day when we had, when I had the three girls in the championships, it was Caris won her first championships all those years ago, and the three girls all won the championships and all became regional champions on that day. I was actually taking my reffing England exam to become an England referee, because you start off at C and then you work your way up. Or you start off at A, I'm not sure, but you work your way up and then you become England, then you become IEBA after that. And on that day, I was taking my exam to become an England referee. So their championships, what they were in, that was my exam. So, and part of my exam was I had to ref Caris in the final because she was my own girl. And obviously that... because you're not allowed to do your own kids unless you take an exam for it, and that was all part of it, and you become an independent referee then. So my exam on that day was Caris was part of my exam to become independent, as in Donna, well, who's me independent then? He went, your independent's Caris, you're reffing her. I was like, oh my God, because it was me best girl, and I know that I'm going to want to watch, I'm going to stop and I'm going to watch her. But it was good because they three became champions and I passed my exam.
Just being in the gym for one evening, you see all the hard work and dedication that goes on at the club. The gym's walls lined with photos, newspaper clippings and posters, all with a story behind them, from the club's annual shows to champion boxers. It's an inspiring place to be. And while the club are taking on new starters, they encourage people interested to contact head coach Kevin Bradbury or the club's Facebook page.
The sessions up until, lockdown, this pandemic, it was £1 for a kid, £2 for a senior. If you boxed and you competed, you paid £5 a month or £10 a month, respectively. So that worked out at 33p a session or 66p a session. So every year we have a night at Winslow Leisure Centre where all the kids get to show off the talent. And, you know, I work hard on getting sponsorship for bouts on that show. So basically we get 10 sponsors, each sponsor at about a £250. That £2,500 pays for the show. We don't scrimp, they get the best trophies going. The kids get the best food, meals. You have to provide meals for all the officials, all the boxers. And, you know, it's a great night. And off the back of that, we usually pull in enough money to keep us afloat for the next 12 months. Obviously, with the pandemic, we haven't taken any revenue in. So we've now put the prices up to £2 a session across the board, which is still a lot cheaper than most people. Most, you know, unlicensed white-collar gyms charge your kids £5 a session, and they won't learn half as much as what they'll learn here. But, you know, it's never been about money. It's about making it affordable for any kid off any estate in Macclesfield to be in the gym. You know, over the years, we've had kids that haven't had the money. You know, and another thing that you should be aware of is it's an honesty tin. We don't have, obviously, at the moment, because we're COVID, we're having to do temperature checks, we're having to ask questions and book all the kids in. But prior to that, all we ever had was a honesty box. So the kids came in, they put the pound in the tin and they signed themselves in. I mean, some nights, the gym would be rammed, 50, 60 kids in here. You go to the tin at the end of the night, there'd be £20 in it. But it's never been about money. It's about the love of the sport, ensuring that anybody can participate. And, you know, that's how we've always run it. And, you know, we've had some great success. The thing that keeps me in the gym is turning kids' lives around. You know, seeing people develop, seeing kids develop. I mean, we have such a good time. The kids in here, they keep you young. You know, we have a laugh and a giggle. And, you know, when we go out to shows, the other kids will come and support. You know, the boxers from this club, families are always involved. You know, the parents come down, they get involved. I mean, every year for the last 15 years we've always taken the kids to Blackpool. Obviously we haven't done it this last couple of years because of the restrictions. We go and train in the gym in Blackpool, and we go on to the sandcastle, all go swimming and stuff, having a laugh and a giggle. Then we have fish and chips on the front and we come home. You know, some of the kids we've taken to that day out never seen the sea before. You know, so it's there's so many stories that I could tell you about the gym. But I don't see as what we do as anything really. You just do it, and that's how it is.